Right, whenever you're ready.
Right, so you don't want to introduce it then? I just...
Yeah, that's fine, and I'll transcribe it and send it with your name and...
Well, what I'd just like to talk about briefly is an amazing coincidence that happened to me a few years ago. Now, just to set the scene, I teach at Leeds University. I'm a diehard Lancastrian, but the whole of my working life has been spent in Yorkshire, either at Leeds Trinity or at the University of Leeds, teaching French and German. And like so many of my colleagues in languages at the university, we were somewhat depressed with what happened with the referendum in 2016. Because, you know, in many ways we felt this was a negation of what we spent our whole working lives striving towards, which was enabling young people to travel, experience foreign cultures and communicate in other languages. So a certain amount of depression at that time. Anyway, soon after, I had a quite remarkable experience in that I went home from university one evening, back to Lancashire, I would emphasise, and the light was flashing on my answer phone. So I picked it up, and there was this rather strange, diffident voice at the other end. Sounded like quite an elderly Englishman with a home county's accent. Anyway, he said something to the effect that, "I'm sorry to ring you up like this. I've never done anything like this before. But would you please mind ringing me back?" And he left his number. So it was a bit odd. It was quite late in the evening, so I didn't do anything till the next morning. And I phoned him up. And he said, "Oh, thanks for getting back to me. I'm sorry to disturb you, but I actually own a house in the far east of France, near a place called Chambéry. And last week, I was walking through a nearby village, and I just got chatting to a chap over his garden fence. And we talked about the UK and the fact that he'd been to the UK. And I sort of asked him what he thought about England, etc. And one thing that came up in the conversation was, this chap said, "I'd love to get in touch with a chap called John Sagar again." Now, to cut a long story short, this was actually my long-lost pen friend of the 1960s and 70s, whom I hadn't seen since I was at Montpellier in 1972, whom this chap had just actually stumbled across 300 miles from where I had known my pen friend to live. So the coincidence was quite astonishing. And then what I found particularly touching after that was that this chap had then come back to the UK and gone to the trouble of scouring through phone books to put me back in touch with this old pen friend, which I'm very pleased to say, you know, the contact has now been re-established and we are communicating regularly again. So to me, it was great because it showed how, yes, these apparent obstacles had been created through Brexit, but there are certain things which, of course, transcend such obstacles, and I think that's wonderful.
Yay!